look, I think that's their vision, and you know, then they accept the cuts and go home and defend the cuts and defend the fact that there, you know, there weren't any revenues. So I mean, you know, if the money for the school system, you know, is not quite what it should have been, or the fact that tuition has gone up for some of their constituents, or some of the people are finding, you know, problems with Medicaid funding, and physicians aren't getting reimbursed, and that's what I think. You know, you have to be straightforward. I mean, it's pretty simple. You either vote for the services, or you vote for the cuts, and to provide the services, you have to have a revenue behind them.
They also argue that the doomsday budget is actually larger than the current budget. It's about $700 million larger, and call it a doomsday budget is a bit of an exaggeration.
I mean, first of all, I mean, all of you have been here long enough to understand that the general fund budget is the money that the state of Maryland deals with. I mean, and the overall budget includes all the money from the federal government that comes in for transportation and other initiatives from the federal government, or from grant money, or from tuition for higher education, things of that nature, and are all thrown into the budget. So there's personal monies that are put there, grant money, federal money. I have yet to see anyone in the legislature try to cut the federal funds. I mean, when they put their budget out there, they did not cut any federal money. They cut state money. And so, I mean, it's disingenuous to say somehow that the general fund budget is larger. You know, it's $500 million shorter than when we started.
Do you have any thoughts about when a good time to have a special session would be?
I think a good special session goes from the second Wednesday in January to the second Monday in April. I think they're special every year. So, you know, that's my preference, to get the work done in the appropriate period of time. I think citizens of the state of Maryland ought to be disappointed in their elected officials for not being able to finish the work of the state during that 90-day period. And it's unfortunate that we're in a position where we have to have a special session.
But given that we are in a position where we need to have a special session, do you see an area in the next couple of months that is more favorable to have one? Or is there a deadline where...
Look, I think first and foremost, I mean, the 2013 budgets don't go into effect until July 1st. So all the counties preparing their budgets, I'm sure they can prepare contingency budgets on what happens if, in fact, the state comes back in and replenishes those revenues. And if what's their budget if the state doesn't? I mean, that's simple as that. I mean, we deal the same thing at the federal government when we're waiting for their funds. So, I mean, July 1st is really... the due date to when the 2013 budget kicks into effect. So I think, first and foremost, I think, you know, everybody's taking a deep breath and trying to assess exactly what took place. I mean, I'm talking about the 188 legislators, and to, you know, see where they are. And you got to remember, you got a part-time legislature that they all have jobs and families and everything else, so you have to determine when's the most appropriate time for that to take place. And I think, you know, to be successful when you get to a special session, you have to have, you know, some buy-in from your local governments on what their expectations are.
So you don't feel any sort of urgency to have a special session before the end of May?
Look, I don't know what the best time or the most appropriate time to do it. I just think if you're going to have a special session, it's got to be planned out. You have to know what you're trying to accomplish. You have to have the votes. I mean, the general public doesn't expect us to be here for a prolonged period of time. They expect us to do our work, get out. And, you know, we've already disappointed them during the 90-day period of time. And I think that, you know, when you come in, you have to be well prepared for what you're going to address and what you have to take up. And, you know, it really lies to the governor to prepare all that as the chief executive of the state and to call the special session and have an agenda what he thinks that he can accomplish.